And now we have a small selection of letters from the readers of the Norwich Evening News over the last 7 days. Our first two letters are concerned with the problems we are experiencing with increased flooding. Paul Milner from Sheringham thinks that we should take lessons in managing water from the Dutch. Since the current deluge is the new norm and part of our changing weather pattern, it would be sensible to investigate how the Dutch manage. There is little to be gained by running about like headless chickens with a temporary fix here and a bodge up there. Amsterdam, the capital of the Netherlands, is 2 metres below sea level, as is half the country, with some areas being 7 metres below sea level, and yet they manage very well. The fact is, the Dutch have been managing water for centuries. They were instrumental in draining the fens in the 17th century and are experts, so we can take a few lessons from them for sure. Water needs to be managed properly, and these current last minute fixes are neither sensible nor practical. We have been building on floodplains for centuries, and it's fanciful to even consider moving cities like London somewhere else.
Adrian Holmes of Norwich reckons that councils in Norfolk need to review their priorities and takes the county council to task for backing the new road extension across the Wensum Valley. The plight of the residents of a Welsh coastal village who have been told they are going to have to abandon their homes to the sea by 2054 should be a wake-up call for public authorities in Norfolk. A recent flood map by Climate Central, published in the EN in January, shows the extent to which low-lying areas in the west and eastern areas of Norfolk face a severe threat from flooding and sea level rise. The priority for councils in Norfolk should be building in planning policies for flood prevention and developing plans to help coastal communities who may face evacuation. However, there seems to be no sense of urgency coming from Norfolk County Council. Norwich itself suffered devastating floods in 1912 when a large area of central Norwich was flooded after heavy rains in August of that year. Rising sea and tidal levels, coupled with increased annual rainfall predicted by the Met Office, should be a warning to us all. Instead of tackling climate change and the consequences for communities across Norfolk, the County Council is spending millions on a damaging road extension across the Wensum Valley. The proposed road bridge will be on an existing fragile floodplain and itself subject to risk of flooding. It's high time the County Council stopped championing climate-busting road projects and turned its attention to working for the at-risk communities it's supposed to represent.
Our next letter from Mike Howman of Norwich is pleased that Norwich City Council is considering using a compulsory purchase order to buy an old pub. Refreshing to read that Norwich City Council may use a CPO to buy the former pub site in North Norwich. There are many similar sites, frankly eyesores, around the city. The old Earl of Leicester pub site springs to mind. Maybe more CPOs could be threatened in order to get developers to start building. I would also suggest that any planning applications should expire after, say, 3 years, with an option for compulsory purchase if redevelopment does not start. Better for council, our money, to be spent locally rather than on bingo halls, supermarkets in far-off counties.
Finally, Mike Llewellyn Cox of Thelton urges local authorities not to cut music provision for children in Norfolk on grounds of mental well-being. I'd like to endorse the recent comments about the importance of children learning music. At 14 years old, I taught myself to play jazz trumpet at first and then clarinet. Later in my teens, I started to experience cyclical bouts of depression and anxiety. However, playing jazz provided a wonderful means of emotional expression. I'd call it catharsis now, which greatly helped to alleviate those problems and aided survival. Without that musical ability, I dread to think what might have happened. But that ability has been a rock throughout my life. Please, local authorities, don't deny Norfolk children that golden opportunity. And that is all for letters this week.